Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We appreciate you coming out on this cold, blustery, and potentially snowy Thursday night to be with us, and we assure you that at the appropriate time, anyone who wishes to speak on any given application will be given the opportunity to do so in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
This is the time and place for the scheduled hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission adopted in October 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. All persons present are invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending application. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. Hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced by the chairman. The director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence received to date. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that support the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses. The chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there is a spokesman or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. Be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents. No direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless permitted or requested by the commission.
Thank you, ma'am.